Welcome to Catspina Music. I introduce you to Shaka the King, vegan co-owner of Skinny Buddha Food and Fitness, boxer, trainer, massage therapist, hip-hop artist, and the man of many layers.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Really, some themes here when we initially talked, the idea of connections.
You know, it's really crazy. There was a little boxing gym that I know I must have walked by probably like a million times. For some reason, one day I'm like, oh, there's boxing over there? Let me go and check it out. You know, thinking that it's like a new place or something. And I went upstairs and started talking to Rudy, who's the owner, who's my trainer, when I started out. And he just started, you know, talking about boxing, and we just kind of hit it off. And then, like, I always say, next thing you know, like, I woke up and I'm walking out to get ready for a fight. And I'm like, how did I get here, you know? But right. I think it's just something I needed at the time, because when I look back at it, around that time, a lot of stuff was going on. I had pent up stuff. You know, I had lost a couple friends, and my sister, you know, so I had some stuff I think I needed to get out of my system, punch out of my system.
Sure. Was there somebody who inspired you or a mentor along the way that you really turned to develop your style and your skill?
Oh, definitely my trainer, my trainer Rudy. He was, you know, he's kind of the same as me. He kind of does a lot of different things. But, you know, there's like a creative component that kind of blends them all two together. Like did a dance, you know, he does hair. So he does a lot of different things. So we kind of, and boxing was one of the main things that it brought us together. And then he just started teaching me about the art of it, led me along the path.
That's amazing. The idea of how we basically kind of come into and find people along the way. The gym that you started with Elise.
Yes.
Yes. How that sort of came to be.
You know, that's interesting because, you know, so I was boxing,
being
regularly. I was working in a tennis shop at the time, and there was a customer that had disappeared for a while. You know, I was really personable with everybody. So, you know, if I hadn't seen you in a while, when I saw him again, I was like, hey, what's up? I haven't seen you in a while. Where you been? And he said that I've just been busy working with this boxing gym. And I'm like, boxing gym? I was like, around here? He's like, yeah, up the road. He's like, I have a boxing gym. I was like, you know, I box, right? And he's like, oh, really? He said, I need, you got to come over. I need help. You got to, you know, come help me teach these kids, you know? So I was like, nah, whatever. Long story short, he ended up getting me over there to, you know, start teaching. And then, you know, kind of like slowly but surely, I ended up working there. And then from me, you know, working there and then leaving my job in the tennis shop, my partner, Elise, she ended up being my client and she's a chef. And so from there, we started, she wanted to lose weight and I was, you know, digging into, you know, whenever I get into say anything new, I like to really dig into it and try to figure out, you know, everything about it. So I was really studying diets and, you know, for my clients, try to help them, you know, achieve their goals. And so she said she wanted to lose weight. And I said, you know what, I've been working on these different style of diets, you know, and I have all the breakdowns, all everything that you need in the meal. I was like, you're a chef. Why don't you just, you know, you take what I give you and you put it together and then we'll do this as a program and I'll train you. So she did it. I think the first program was like 12 weeks and she had like crazy results, you know, lost a ton of weight. And so, and then from there, we were just like, you know, we got to do something with this, you know? So we ended up, first we were like, are we going to write a book? And we're like, nah, we kind of like the people, like to be able to connect directly with the people, you know? So let's just see if we can like rent some space and maybe do a little business, do like a little 6-week trial for people. And then, you know, from there, great success. And it just kept on like building after that. Like we did the 6 weeks, they wanted to do it again. We did another 6 weeks.
Right.
From there, you know, that blossomed into people wanting more meals for themselves, for their family, you know, so
right.
They kept on, you know, one after the other. But it was interesting the way that the random customer had walked in and, you know, I hadn't seen him in a while. And then that led you know, all these dominoes just ended up just connecting all the way through.
Yeah, basically building an empire from that one serendipitous moment.
Yeah, definitely.
It's unbelievable. And as I'm listening to you, I'm really hearing the reinforcement of mindset. One of the first videos that you put out once COVID hit really hit me and resonated about trying to get to a place of protecting your body and putting up those fists and say, whatever comes in, I'm going to get you out. So what has it been about mindset that inspired you during this time to keep going?
It first comes off of from what my father taught me, but then an extension of that was what I learned in the boxing ring. Mm-hmm. And boxing, everybody thinks it's all about how hard you can hit, how much your endurance is. And that's like little pieces of it. But the main thing is it's a mentality thing. It's training your mentality, training your mind to be able to deal with fear or to be able to deal with whatever comes your way, to stay focused, like you're sitting in the eye of a tornado. So, and I didn't realize that when you're in there, you're doing it for so long, you don't really realize that everybody's mentality isn't really like that and that you've been trained to think like that.
Sure.
So the reaction to the COVID-19, which is kind of, you know, I mean, it's a real scary thing, but in boxing, when you get hurt, somebody hurts you, you don't back up because that puts you, you know, you can get hurt even more if you back up.
Mm-hmm.
The area, you know, where whatever hurt you, wherever it came from, you go towards it. You might want to grab it and you might want to just fight back. We're unsure. We don't know what we can control. So we have to go inside. We have to control our brains and get more on an offensive mindset. All right, what can I do? My mind, I can control my mind so that I'm not in a fearful state, so that my immune system is functioning, you know, stronger. It's just about getting on the offensive and getting that fear out of your brain.
Absolutely. That's such a great perspective. I remember one of the first things that I turned to when it was all happening very quickly, I got very quiet and meditative. Through that process, started to get into that offensive. Like, I didn't want to give in, and I wanted to know that my body is very capable of fighting back if and when it needs to fight back.
Yeah.
And so that's amazing. How has the business been as you now have transitioned online?
We had to look at it as this is not a period for growth as far as, you know, financially. It's more a period of growth as far as the services that we're offering and the amount of information that we can take in on our business and what we need to be doing. We've been devoting all of our time to creating more content, touching our current clients or customers, letting them know that, you know, we're in this with them and we're fighting with them. We have something to offer you to help you fight it also. You know, let people know that we're developing a pretty big online presence to our website to be able to give them more resources to be able to be happier and be able to fight this thing.
Absolutely. Your journey seems very...
It's all over the place, huh?
Yes. You know, what was also interesting, always these small world coincidences. I noticed one of the articles that you posted from one of your boxing matches was authored by Rich Monetti.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah. Yes. I just listened to your podcast with him.
Yes. And so Rich was my guest just of recent, and he was my last interview before in person before COVID hit.
Wow. So, yeah. That's crazy. See, it all comes back around. That's so random. Like,
and it's funny too, because I didn't know how long he had been writing for. And it looked like that was dated in 2008.
Yeah, that was back
Yeah, so you were actively boxing at that point. You had a lot of matches or?
Yeah, I think that was an article where I was getting ready. I was doing the Golden Gloves. So I was getting ready for my fight in the Garden. And he wrote a nice article. And I was also doing music at that time also.
So right.
It was and in this whole quarantine, I'm looking through old stuff and I'm going through cleaning out, and I stumble on all these articles that I had, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, let me show show people, you know, what a little bit more of what I'm about, you know?
Yes, I love it. I'm having so much common ground with you right now because people wonder how I'm passing the time and I'm not watching Netflix and binge watching. I said, I've got a whole archive here in this room that I need to rediscover myself with and find out what really makes me tick and where I've been and where I want to go. Definitely. And sometimes going back to those archives really reminds us of, we really worked at something. We really did the, mm-hmm. the due diligence to make this happen. And just putting that out there is a beautiful thing. Talking about your music, I always loved the playlist happening. Oh. In those 28 minutes, I think it was, or
28 minutes. Yeah. All right.
Cause two more minutes. I don't think I could have handled. who are you collaborating with right now? Let's talk about the current.
When I was first doing music, I was like, my ears are open to, you know, what everybody else is kind of doing and where the trends are and whatnot. I was still kind of being me, but I still had so much awareness of what's going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like therapy, you know. It's like, you know, I get to sit down and write and create something, and I have this little creation here. So it's not even like, you know, I'm pulled in any direction. So with this, is it's kind of like a cleansing of my soul, but it's still, I like to write stories, or like there's a piece of me in every song that I write. You know, it just depends on, you know, some pieces might be bigger than other pieces, depending on the song. So I like to take something that I can, I can tap into. That's what I say. I tap into something real, and then it just comes out of that. So I like to put a positive spin on it, but I don't really, I know it's kind of weird to explain because I don't really tell the song where to go. I just like, you know, open up and let it come out. But the only the thread is, I guess, that it's just a real something that somebody somewhere can relate to, seeing hope and hopelessness, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And are you creating these beats, or are you collaborating with somebody on that?
Collaborate. That's another thing. Since I've been out of the whole music area, you know, the hardest part was finding, you know, the right sound, the right producers to work with, the right vocalists to work with. But now through the internet, it's like you can just go on and type up and you know, find somebody, if you guys mesh together, then you can create something. So I've been working with, you know, did a couple beats with a guy from Germany, and
wow,
the woman that sang on the I'm gonna work with a lot because I love, she's so talented. She's in Tennessee, so it's kind of opened it up. So I'm like, oh, I have all these, like, you know, I talked to my partner, the chef, and, you know, I'm like, imagine, like, now you have all these different spices that you couldn't use before.
Yes.
You can use those spices. So it's kind of broadened, you know, my reach.
What really made you decide now?
Well, I had originally said, you know, down the road, I want to definitely come back and get back into music and everything. But I think it's been, you know, throughout, you know, everything associated with COVID-19 and seeing, like, you know, people that were just there and now they're gone, just like that, you know. And it's like, you don't, you're, you know, I'm planning out so far ahead when I don't even know if tomorrow is going to be there. So what are you really waiting for? So that kind of made me like, you know what, do what you love. And then also, if you, you know, there's like a physiological response that your body has, like if you're in fear all the time, then your body is producing, you know, fear hormones that bring your immune system down. So if you want to be really ready, if you get whatever virus it is, if you want to be ready to fight this virus off, you have to bring in love and bring in the things that bring you joy into your mind and into your spirit, so that your it literally boosts your immune system. So I said, I got to go back to doing what I really love. Even though my business is built around what I love, the one missing piece was I wasn't really into the music, and I really love creating music. So that's more love. That means I'm ready to fight off whatever comes at me, even more so.
Yeah, being 100% effective in your life and just making that part of your entire being. Well, thank you so much for today. I am so grateful to have the opportunity to talk to you on this podcast, and keep doing what you're doing. And I think the other line was, there was one quote I said, I didn't want to forget this, that was so powerful to me. Tell the people, here it is. Tell the people who you are, then prove it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Sometimes sometimes they don't see what you see, mm-hmm. You know? So if you say it out there and you put it out in the air, and then it gives you kind of the ability to have to chase something. You know, I think you should always be chasing something, and if it's improvement, or it's an idea, it makes it even better. It makes you're more likely to be able to achieve it in the end. So yeah, definitely, when I had the Shaka the King, you know, it's funny because my name's Shaka. My father named me after an African king. But so then when I started, you know, boxing and performing, you know, I wasn't using Shaka the King. And actually a friend, so in just passing, said, yeah, Shaka the King, you know? And then from there, I was like, oh. And then other people started to say it, you know? So then, but there was in certain spaces that I went in that nobody would really, they wouldn't really say it. But I kept on saying it and introduced myself as that. And then next you know, as they started to, believe in the art that I was practicing, whether it be boxing or believing in you know, my music, and all of a sudden, then that name came forth. So it's like, if somebody's, if you don't say it and you don't believe in it, then why should anybody else?
I'm inspired by inspired people. If you want to learn more about the process, creativity, and the journey, check out my website, catspinamusic.com. Thank you again for listening.
You're gonna make it, you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it, you're gonna make it.